is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says Prime Minister Modi has achieved success in establishing peace and development in Assam and other northeastern states. Union Ministry of Textiles identifies GI tag awarded to Meghalaya's traditional fabric Rindia as one of the most notable achievements in 2025. Central Bureau of Communication, Press Information Bureau and Indo-Tibetan Border Police hold integrated communication and outreach program in Gangtok. And Tripura government working towards achieving sustainable development with special emphasis on water conservation, says state minister. The news in detail. Addressing a public rally after inaugurating redeveloped Mahapurush Srimanta Sankardev Abhirbhav Kshetra at Bhattat Drawa Than in Naugaon district yesterday, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Prime Minister Modi has achieved success in establishing peace and development in Assam and in the northeastern states. Mr. Shah inaugurated a new building of the Guwahati Police Commissioner and an intelligence city surveillance system to bolster the city security. He also inaugurated Jyoti Bishnu Cultural Complex, an auditorium with a 5,000 seating capacity in Guwahati. The Home Minister paid homage to martyrs of the Assam movement at the newly constructed Shahid Smarak Kshetra in Guwahati. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal and Pavitra Margarita were present on the occasion. The Ministry of Textiles, Government of India, has identified a geographical indication GI tag awarded to Meghalaya's traditional fabric Rindia as one of the most notable achievements and success stories of India's textile sector in 2025. Declared the year of textile reforms, the period witnessed significant expansion in the country's silk and sericulture sectors. India retained its position as the world's second largest producer of silk, and employment in the sericulture sector expanded significantly. The GI recognition of Meghalaya's airy silk, Rindia, has led to higher incomes for cocoon farmers, greater rural employment opportunities, increased involvement of women, innovation through GI-based branding, and the promotion of sustainable and eco-friendly silk production. The Central Bureau of Communication and Press Information Bureau under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, in coordination with Indo-Tibetan Border Police, commenced a two-day integrated communication and outreach program at ITBP sector headquarters at Tadong in Gangtok yesterday. Despite the altitude and harshness of the climate, the IDBP force is vigilant throughout the day and night, safeguarding the nation's border. The My Bharat Ministry of Sports and Youth Affairs conducted a session on Sardar Patel at 150 and national integration and 150 years of Vande Mataram. The historical importance of the Vande Mataram song was highlighted. The Tripura government is working with firm commitment towards achieving sustainable development with special emphasis on water conservation and afforestation, State Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Ratan Lal Nath has said. He was speaking after inaugurating the Watershed Management Festival 2025 at the Tarasunduri Dam area under Mohunpur subdivision yesterday. The minister highlighted the growing importance of conserving rainwater and protecting natural resources. States like Haryana, Punjab and Rajasthan have already exhausted nearly 100% of their groundwater, while West Bengal uses 52%, Assam 15% and Tripura around 9%. Though Tripura is currently not facing any severe crisis, Mr. Nath cautioned that failure to conserve water would lead to a serious challenge in the future. In a successful coordinated effort between the Unakoti District Police and the Tripura State Labour Department, 45 individuals, including several minors, returned safely to Kailashahar yesterday. The group was rescued from the Belang and Dampurijo police station areas of Arunachal Pradesh with the active cooperation of the local administration there. The rescue mission was initiated following a written complaint lodged at Kailashahar Police Station on 23rd December. The complaint stated that a group of youth and minors who had travelled out of Tripura in search of work were being held in deplorable conditions. Tripura Labour Minister Tinku Roy had previously written to the Labour and Employment Minister of Arunachal Pradesh regarding the matter. The Arunachal State Election Commissioner Rinchen Tashi called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, yesterday and briefed him on the recently concluded Panchayati Raj and local body elections. The Governor congratulated the State Election Commissioner and his dedicated team for the smooth and successful conduct of the elections. He also commended the district administrations and the state police for their exemplary cooperation and commitment throughout the electoral process. The panchayat elections in Arunachal had witnessed a strong voter turnout of 74.92%. In the municipal elections, Itanagar recorded a turnout of 51.39%, while Pasighat registered a higher percent of participation at 60.95%. The Indian Army and the Assam Rifles carried out a joint helicopter-borne troop insertion exercise at the strategically important Vijayanagar salient in Changlang district of Arunachal Pradesh. The exercise was aimed at testing rapid deployment capability and improving operational preparedness in difficult and remote terrain, a defense press statement said. The exercise, which was carried out on Friday, involved quick induction of acclimatized troops into a simulated operational area to assess readiness for responding to emerging security challenges. The drill focused on speed, coordination, and precision to ensure smooth execution under near-real conditions, defense spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Mahendra Rawat said. The National People's Party Nagaland State Unit has expressed concern over reported incidents during the Christmas season across the country, including the Northeast, saying these have caused anxiety among minority communities. The party said that the Prime Minister's participation in a Christmas church program on 25th December was a welcome gesture. However, reports of intimidation, vandalism of Christmas decorations and disruptions near places of worship by fringe elements were deeply distressing, it added. The party urged both union and state authorities to act decisively, ensure accountability, and reaffirm the country's commitment to pluralism, inclusivity, and the rule of law. Meghalaya's World Bank-supported transport project has crossed a major milestone with over 315 kilometers of roads completed, expanding connectivity across key districts as the program moves into its final phase. The Meghalaya Integrated Transport Project, it launched in 2020 with a USD 120 million World Bank loan, has so far improved access for around 20% of the state's population, according to the latest implementation status and results report. The share of state highways and major district roads in good or fair condition now stands at 64.5%, up sharply from the project's baseline. The objective of the project is to improve transport connectivity and efficiency in project districts and to modernize transport sector management in Meghalaya. And in a historic event, a train carrying a consignment of legally mined coal departed Meghalaya for the first time through Mendipathar Railway Station in North Garo Hills yesterday. The coal, originating from a licensed quarry in Shalang, West Khasi Hills, has travelled approximately 120 kilometres via Rongjeng, Songsak and Soksan before being loaded onto 42 containers destined for New Delhi. The first batch consisted of nearly 2,500 metric tonnes, flagged off by Mendipathar legislator Marthan J. Sangma. The local MLA emphasized that using trains for coal transport will reduce costs, improve efficiency, and make legally mined coal more affordable and accessible, benefiting both miners and consumers. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani, Shillong.